Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an important broadcast lined up today, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to thank you for joining us. We are live October 27, 2009 on this Tuesday edition. And we are going to take calls for the full 4 hours. I do have Constitution Party's son, great researcher, lawyer in his own right, Tim Baldwin, on an article he wrote that's very informative about the nature of our constitutional republic. And then for the third, or is it fourth and final time, at least for the time being, I have Lindsey Williams coming on today in the third hour. And when I say open phones, I mean it. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today, and we're going to get Lindsey on. And 1 minute into Lindsey being on the show, we're going to go to your phone calls for your questions and comments for him on the revelations he's been bringing forward about the implosion of the economy by design in the next 2 years. A lot of people wanted to talk to him on air. We took some calls during one of the interviews, but I want to give the listeners an opportunity to talk to him. I really always enjoy and find it very edifying and informative, the different angles and directions that listeners take us in when we open the phones up. There are so many issues to go over. The global carbon tax, the dollar, the economy, the police state, world government openly being announced, coming out into the open. Still, people are in denial. We're going to have open phones today. In fact, I'm not even going to cover the news or get into all the news stories I have here in front of me. We're going to take at least 30 minutes of calls before I even do a short news blitz at about 35 after or so, and then we will continue with your calls throughout the broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll be simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. In the last 2.5 hours today, we'll go live today at 2:30 Central Time, or an hour and a half into the show for others listening on stations that rebroadcast. But 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Is someone trying to forcibly inoculate you or your children? We've confirmed mainstream reports that they are giving the flu shots to children without their consent. More news is coming out about deaths in Europe and the U.S. and other neurological disorders and seizures from the vaccines. We have Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General, the puppet. He heads up the General Assembly, runs absolutely nothing, but he is the titular head, the figurehead, the front man, the puppet, the shill, the fraud, the pitch man, the spokesperson for the United Nations. We can do it, an editorial in the New York Times calling for one world government. And the cornerstone of it, he says, is the global carbon tax for a global, let me give you his quote, global governance structure. Meanwhile, I was on 93.7 for 3 hours and 20 minutes today and had callers. It was the minority of them. And they were even screening calls trying to get some to disagree, which is fine with me. It's more interesting. Saying, I'm a liar. None of this is happening. I even talked about Lake Travis 30 years ago or more when my dad took his diving, his master diver final checkout. They dove in over 120 feet of water in Lake Travis. It looked like the Caribbean 25, 30 years ago, but because of all the golf course runoff and all of the lawn fertilizer, it's turning into a green slime pit. But they're not going to stop there. A bunch of towns on Lake Travis are going to start dumping sewage directly into the lake. And I went on air, and I had the Austin American Statesman article, and they got calls on and off air that didn't believe it. I mean, even when they admit they're going to dump sewage in your water, people don't believe it. See, real environmentalism isn't practiced. Everything's actually getting worse with the real environment. Genetic engineering, open air, cross species, planting of pharmacological crops, toxic waste dumping everywhere. But they're going to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Don't worry, because it has a scary name like dihydrogen monoxide or water. So we'll go over that too. Just massively important radio broadcast, Obama's flu emergency, and a lot more straight ahead right here on the one, the only, the big GCN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's the deal. The head of the United Nations has written a disgusting editorial admitting everything, but putting a horrid spin on it. It's titled, We Can Do It. It's as silly and mindless as the Bob the Builder, Yes We Can slogan parroted by the Obamanoids. There's also a big Gallup poll out showing the majority of Americans consider themselves conservatives. And a year and a half ago, when everybody hated Bush, they considered themselves liberals. So people just keep hoping the other party out of power will save them. Then they figure out very, very quickly that is not the case, and then they jump into the arms of the other party. But more and more people are waking up to the fact that both parties, not just here but in other countries around the world, all the major parties, some countries that have parliaments, have three or four big parties, five or six big parties, are totally controlled, and people are beginning to identify the banking structure, the actual power structure that controls the globe today, and people are learning very, very fast that they are eugenicists, that they have a depopulation agenda. So the good news is people are really starting to wake up, thanks to you, the listeners of this radio show. We are a large part of the global resistance, and we're in our embryonic stage right now, but the good news is we are growing very, very quickly, and we have a massive responsibility. I get frustrated, I get angry a lot, because at a very basic level in my psyche, in my wiring, to know we have a bunch of criminal tyrants in control, to fully understand intellectually with the evidence that we have a criminal elite who are the most abusive and sickening and out of control evil that history has ever seen, and to understand that their plan is now unfolding against free humanity is enraging. And I burn with a passionate, consuming, overriding desire to expose these people and to meet them on the field of intellectual battle and to disassemble their lies and their tricks and their different forms of bamboozling chicanery that they use against the population. And once people begin to question the power structure, once people begin to not just take what the mainstream media and politicians present at face value, once you get the people to just start looking and digging around and poking around and questioning on their own, the victory, though it may take a lot of time to come to its final fruition, is assured. The question is, how bad will it get before this technological enslavement system is overthrown? Because the establishment, in literally thousands of books and publications and white papers, brags that they're fully aware of how humans are going to resist what they're doing. They study their own species, and they are a predator class feeding on their own species. And they believe their final revolution, their scientific dictatorship, will allow them to perfect this technological enslavement system. But the good news is, no matter how slick and how fancy and how much balkanization and divide and conquer they use, and no matter how much poison they put in the water incrementally, raising the dose so that we don't notice everybody dropping dead around us, no matter all the tricks they play and no matter how much they press down on the accelerator of oppression, it is going to come down. The New World Order is dead on arrival. Now, we're going to take your phone calls. I'm going to do a news blitz at about 35 or 40 after. But we're going to continue to take phone calls throughout the broadcast today. Lindsey Williams joins us for an hour, his fourth interview in the last week and a half with us, breaking key news here. And this interview will be pure calls. From 1 minute in with him on air with us, we're going to be taking your calls. Okay, let's talk to Chris in Kansas. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm just calling to give you an update on what's happening here in Topeka, Kansas. On the CJ Online News article, which is our local paper, this lady, Jennifer Williams, who works for Cotton O'Neill Express Care here in Topeka, is actually not wanting to get the swine flu vaccine. And the policy there at the hospital explains that if they don't, they have to sign a waiver, and then they have to wear a surgical mask all through the wintertime. For whatever reason. And anyway, she quoted a article from the New American, a magazine published by American Opinion Publishing, which turns out to be a subsidiary of the John Birch Society. And it says in that article that this year's H1N1 flu vaccine contains squalene. However, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that the vaccine does not contain squalene. And I've been keeping up with you and all the articles here locally about the H1N1. And turns out that the public here said, there's a poll on the newspaper for that 43% of the people say, yes, they are going to be getting the vaccine. They believe it is safe and effective. Only 28% say no, if they don't trust the vaccine and it has not been tested adequately for safety. I'll just give you an update on what was going on here. I will not be getting the vaccine myself. So that's all I got for you, Alex.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. There are five different companies making the injectable H1N1 vaccine and one company making the live virus nasal, which the insert admits can breed the flu and spread the flu. That's why they released that first to spread it. It has mercury in it as the adjuvant. Mercury, according to Dr. Blaylock and other medical doctors we've had on here that are experts in this field, have stated that mercury is an adjuvant as well, not only a deadly heavy metal neurotoxin. The European version, some of the European versions do have squalene, Most of the U.S. versions do not have squalene, but they do have the cancer viruses, the mercury, and a bunch of other additives in them. Okay, let's talk to Alan in Florida. Alan, you're on the air.
Yes, I got a situation I want to know about. It's unlawful searches by the Hillsborough County School District. What do I mean by that? When we get reports of a children who say they're going to bring a gun to school, we actually contact the parents. And then, I don't know how we get away with this, but we actually go into the family's home and search the child's room looking for said firearm. But there's no warrants, nothing.
Yeah, that's a knock and talk. That's a knock and talk. And so they just kind of force their way in, setting the common law precedent through custom that they come in your home without a warrant, and they do it all over the place. If a child writes an essay that says, my dad's a captain in the Marine Corps, this is a real case, and he has an M16 because they ask you to write about your parents, and they do it digitally and they store it and the feds get it. That's also been in the news. And then they use that. And I've seen reports where high school students, one guy was a straight-A student, no criminal record. His parents were divorced. He was living with his grandparents. They read his essay. His English teacher didn't think it was bad, about zombies attacking a fictitious school. And they came and arrested him, and he was sent to prison, juvenile prison, for writing it. And they said, we don't care if it's fictitious. You don't talk about shooting zombies at a school. And the funny thing was, in the sixth grade, it was sixth grade, intermediate, I wrote a story about zombies attacking the school. And in the article, one of the young men who was in the same class with me, name was Corey Strange, black guy, good friend of mine. We kind of wrote this different versions of him and I killing the zombies. And so in America now, I would have been arrested. Doesn't matter how many TV shows and video games are about killing zombies. You do that now, you get arrested. Or they catch a pocket knife in your car, you get arrested. Or you bring plastic Dixie knives, forks, and spoons to cut up a cake for an after-school party for your teacher when you're a senior. I've seen articles with that happening repeatedly. You get arrested for the plastic knife. And it's all part of training everyone that they're a prisoner. Appreciate the call, Alan. Jason in Georgia. Jason, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
Great. Listen, just reporting in from South Georgia. I want to let you know my wife's a pharmacist, and their hospital's trying to force everybody to take the vaccine.
Obama says they don't try to force anybody, even though they're forcing school kids to take it.
Another point I wanted to get in, I've been following Tex Mars for quite a while. There's a youth group in town that sponsored a hardcore, quote, Christian rock group to come in, and two of the members are doing the El Diablo sign on their promo flyer.
Well, that's interesting. When it's obvious and people are doing that, a lot of them just do it because it means rebellion or having fun. But, yes, Christianity certainly has been infiltrated by a lot of that. My only thing with the El Diablo is when you show UT fans doing it, they don't think they're worshiping the devil. And, you know, people can slow down video of myself when I'm waving my arms around. And sometimes, because I've broken my hand so many times and the tendons are out of alignment, I don't have any knuckles on my two middle fingers. Plus, I cut one finger off. They tend to curl back. I've got arthritis in the hand. People say, oh, look, there's the El Diablo there. But when politicians do it, and the Pope does it, and everybody else does it, and puts their thumb on their two middle fingers, it is extremely obvious what's going on, and it's an occult sign, obviously, to the devil. But, you know, people also go overboard and show Ron Paul getting out of a car. And I happen to know Ron Paul has very bad arthritis. So does his brother Wayne. And so we have to be careful at the same time off of, you know, people slowing down video and saying, oh, look. And I've even given a few speeches before when I've talked about the El Diablo and I've done it. And people say, look, it's Alex. He's doing it. But certainly if it's a Christian rock band, they're doing it on an album cover. That's pretty obvious what they're doing. And that's pretty serious. So I wouldn't send my children to that. Anything else, sir? Okay. We're going to continue with phone calls. Hey, I'm doing a good job here. We're going to take a lot of them, because I do want to shake the show up. It's really growing by leaps and bounds, and I have a great responsibility to the listeners to cover a lot of topics, and there's no better way to do that than to take your calls.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
During the break, we were just talking about how they give you the flu vaccine and it gives you the flu. And the inserts admit it gives you the flu in many cases and allows you to spread the flu. It's like the smallpox injection of 2002-2003 they tried to make first responders take. Killed a bunch of people. Caused an autoimmune response in the heart. If you had any type of buildup in your heart, it would cause an autoimmune response. And just like if you get stung by a wasp, your throat will swell up and you can choke to death. That's an autoimmune response. That's an allergic response. And it does that in your organs, in your pancreas. And we've got all the literature and it isn't stopping. And everyone I know knows someone who went on antidepressants for a car wreck or losing their job who commits suicide. Everyone I know knows people who've committed suicide. Everyone I know knows 25, 30-year-old men and women who are in great shape, don't use drugs, who are dying or have died of cancer. And they know. They knew in 1981 when Donald Rumsfeld headed the company, he got aspartame approved. He sold nuclear reactors in North Korea to Pakistan. Anything evil, he gets it approved. When he got serotonin reuptake inhibitors approved with the first one, Eli Lilly's Prozac, they knew it made large numbers commit suicide or become violent. And almost every military person who's on this stuff who works at the post office, well, when you're in the military, they pretty much automatically give you a job at the post office. And that's why, and almost all these people that go in and shoot everybody were on it. And just to sit here and to know that they know it's going to make kids shoot people at school, they know it's going to make people commit suicide, then they give the kids death education about don't commit suicide, and they show them ways to commit suicide, and then suicide numbers explode, and then they put even more kids on the drugs, and they bring psychologists into the schools to interview everybody and put the idea in their head. They know what they're doing. It's a pure evil system where they reap evil and they sow greater evil. And they reap even more evil and then sow greater evil. And they feed off the evil. They institutionalize it. The crises that the corruption and death and murder and disease and poisoning creates, they then set up systems to counter what they themselves have created. Just like the government's been caught and the Federal Reserve's been caught many, many times shipping in cocaine, heroin, laundering the drug proceeds, using it for black ops. The 1996 Solicitor General, Inspector General of the CIA confirmed in testimony they shipped in the majority of the cocaine in the 80s. CIA and Pentagon was caught shipping in tons and tons and tons and tons, tens of thousands of tons of pure heroin out of the Golden Triangle in Vietnam. The government is run by criminals. The mafia, the global mafia, uses government as their envelope of authority to feed parasitically off the population. And I'm sick of it. We've got to stop it. John in Florida. John, you're on the air.
Hey, lockstep to you, man. This is like some kind of Stepford Wives movie where everybody's like hypnotized or something. I just never seen anything like it. But getting back to that drug thing, I just wanted to hit on it quick because have you ever heard of those guys that were running the drugs that the guy fell out of a his parachute didn't open in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it made the front page headlines, and then there was no other articles about it, and then this lady wrote a book about it. He was an ex-CIA agent. He had all his cocaine strapped around him, and they were dropping cocaine in North Carolina out of parachute.
Yes, I saw that. I have seen no exaggeration in the last 14 years on air without looking. Limitless. I mean, I don't have a number. I see hundreds a year. So hundreds a year for 14 years. We're talking 1,400 or more. No, I mean, I saw one 2 days ago. I see them every couple days. And where the state police in Texas, famous AP case, I mean, most of them don't get attention. An 18-wheeler in South Texas filled with pure cocaine, meaning it was coming directly from the source. It was uncut. This was coming in out of Central and South America. Pure cocaine. The driver told the state police, you better watch your butt. The FBI came in with the Justice Department, took the cocaine, and it disappeared, and it turned out it was a CIA shipment. CIA aircraft have crashed in Florida, Texas, Georgia, California, all over the country. Ships constantly get caught. The police get... I mean, it's been an Esquire. They had a big article a few years ago of all these cases where DEA will go bust a plane or a truck, and the guy's driving and just say, you're in a lot of trouble, pal. And just sit there saying, watch yourself. You don't put me in handcuffs, buddy. This is national security. When they do, sometimes they get killed, or their wife gets killed, or their dog gets killed. I mean, they don't play games. And they ship it in. And the only people they bust for drugs are the cowboys and the people that don't pay their cut. And the military's used all over the world to go after anybody that's growing opium, the poppies, or growing the coca leaves, or any drugs that they're not getting. But yes, I do remember that article.
Yeah, it's like a total takeover. I can't believe how many people are doing drugs, though. But the latest PR move they got down here on the swine flu.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Yeah, don't use any drugs, period.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have a couple television sets tuned to satellite out in the control room, and I was watching CNN, and they had these cute little children, little toddlers, pretty little dresses with their mommies, lining them up, giving them the H1N1 shot. You take three flu shots with Thimerosal, and they all have it, and you double your chances of Alzheimer's in hundreds of government university studies. And you tell people this, and they look at you like you're lying. And it's more than just denial. It's ingrained laziness. But it's more than that. Somehow they've tricked large numbers of people to think it's cute and funny to laugh at corruption or danger, and that it's cute and funny to laugh about government corruption, and that none of it exists, and the world's all happy and fun and good, and good people run the medical system, and good people run the water supply, and good people, and that everything's wonderful. And I'm going to news blitz here in a moment after I take calls, but I was on 93.7, the number one morning talk station, talk slash rock and roll, and I was on there for 3 hours and 20 minutes today, and most of the callers agreed with me. We're thanking him for having me on. But some called in and just said I'm a liar. And some were calling off air because, you know, they screen calls there. See if somebody can put a sentence together. And they thought I was making it up that sewage would be dumped in Lake Travis, the big pretty lake we have outside Austin. I mean, it was in the newspaper this morning. I heard about it a few weeks ago. And it really is a microcosm of the rest of the country. I mean, they really thought they wouldn't put sewage in the lake. You're a liar. Where is it? Where's your proof? And I liked the host on the show, but even one of them was looking at me like I was crazy till I gave him the newspaper. But, I mean, like I'm going to get up here and say there's mercury in the vaccines and there's not. Or like I'm going to get up here and tell you it can give you brain damage. It's on the insert. I mean, I'm just, literally, no exaggeration, hundreds of articles a day calling for world government. There's an editorial yesterday. I got it last night, so I say today. By the Secretary General of the UN, saying the cornerstone, the jewel in the crown, the nexus, the heart, the center of the wheel that all the spokes go out from is the global carbon tax, and that it's a tax for global government. And they're announcing they're going to tax your dogs, your cats, anything that eats meat. They're announcing they're going to tax all your energy, all your power, everything. They're going to home inspect. They're setting up weird army intelligence officers in every major city to run it. I mean, this is super creepy. Off the charts bad. I can't believe how bad the government is. I mean, that they can find this many traitors. Parasites. And people have been trained to just laugh it off and everything's going to be okay. No, everything is not going to be all right. And I told the Obama supporters this. You're going to be betrayed by Obama, and he's now betrayed you, and some are waking up. And I told Bush supporters he was nothing but a puppet there to pacify you. But you didn't care when he tripled government or spied on the American people. You didn't care when he started all these wars. You didn't care when he put in the police state grid. But now that Obama's continuing all these policies, you suddenly hate him. But all the Democrats that hated the war, Code Pink, and all these huge George Soros publications, and all the big Democratic organizations are all announcing how great the wars are now. And suddenly, you don't see any peace rallies, or if there are, small ones, the police just show up and hit you with LRAD cannons and literally chase down women with billy clubs beating their heads in with blood spewing in all directions, and police dogs, old women walk out. No one's allowed, over a million people in Pittsburgh, women walk out front, businesses, and police dogs run up, and the women say, we're just shopping, and the police scream, get off the street, and start biting them with dogs. I mean, that's worse than Hitler. We're already so far down the rat hole, it makes my head spin. And then some of the people in the office heard me talking about how everybody knows someone who's committed suicide on Prozac or a Prozac-type serotonin reuptake inhibitor drug, and how nuts it makes people that are on it, how nuts it makes them, and how they knew that day one. And then the other producer slash director slash board op walked in and said, oh, yeah, I had a buddy. They put him on that stuff, and he blew his head off 2 days before my son was born. I mean, it's just everywhere. The scourge of government and psychiatry. And if I could just get Austin and Travis County to admit they're going to dump sewage in the lake, we could stop it. But you know what? They're just going to deny they're doing it until it's too late. I mean, that's how everything works around here. And so now, a lake that looked like the Caribbean 30 years ago is going to be a toilet. It's already screwed up, all the stuff they dump in it. And they just don't care. And this is supposedly the environmentalist capital. They're not environmentalists. They want to steal your property. All the big state senators and former mayors and all the rest of them that stole over 15,000 acres under SOS, Save Our Springs, the minute they stole all these farmers and ranchers' land, gave them in some cases one penny on the dollar, in some cases 10 cents on the dollar, they built hotels and luxury homes all over it. Now they're dumping sewer water in the lake, and it's just all funny to them. It's all a big joke. They're all a bunch of crooks. And they think it's funny. And you know what the public's going to do? They're going to go out there and jet ski and fish and just wade around in the feces and just talk in the stink of the sewage. And, oh, I love it. There's no sewage in here. Alex is a liar. Just like the government and the media and the cult. Just like Hardin, Montana. Admitted 14-time felon, 17 aliases, hiring all these other felons, coming in with police cars marked up, with private security firm trying to police people, and the city council announcing he was going to be the new police chief. And then when it came out he was a felon and a con artist, they all said in the newspaper, we don't care. We like him, and we're just going to give him some more property to take over the town. And we like the detention center. People want to get hurt. And you know why? Because once you've given yourself over to evil and corruption, you start liking it. You start thinking sewage water is good and clean. You start thinking 51 million abortions they've had since 1973 with Roe v. Wade. You start thinking it's a wonderful, good thing, and it's not a human being. So why not just euthanize old people? Why not deny people health care? We are an evil, sickening, degenerate, scum-filled society. And we had better come to grips with that and understand that when you become corrupt and people stop caring about each other and people stop being involved and people get dumbed down, that bad things happen. That corrupt governments take you over, tax you to launch huge wars, ship your sons off to die in them, and now your daughters. We are a conquered sewage pit. And the globalists are all stealing everything that's even nailed down and leaving the country. They've been leaving for 3 years. To know that the mainstream media comes right out after decades of denying it and just calmly announces, oh, by the way, we are chemtrailing you with a huge secret program. And then you look at the science, they're trying to heat the earth. Tell me why they're doing that. They won't say. They tell the public the earth's heating, but they're trying to heat the earth. NASA reports the planet's 20% darker from all the spraying. They admit they're spraying barium salts and aluminum dioxide on us. And people just say, oh, that guy, he's a nut. Oh, yeah, they just admit they're doing it. I'm a nut. Hey, you like your little kids being sprayed with aluminum dioxide and barium salts? You like your kids being injected with mercury? You like sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals they add to the water to brain damage you and sterilize your butt? You think that's cute and funny? Oh, man. I mean, I can't even get Austinites to admit that they're openly announcing that two major towns and now five other towns are announcing behind them that they're going to dump sewage directly in the water. And I read the type of sewage treatment. It's a light treatment where they just break up all the feces and urine and tampons and everything else that gets flushed down the toilet and all the toilet paper. And they grind it up and then they spew it out into the water. And why not? In Los Angeles, the water supply they give the public is toilet to tap. It all comes out of the sewage treatment plant with hundreds and hundreds of chemicals added. Tastes like gasoline, and then the feds give L.A. awards for the best water in the country. That's like walking up to somebody and shooting them 10 times in the head with a 45 and then saying, I'm going to give you an award for the best haircut. I mean, it's just total. We have a mass mentally ill society. And I go back to this analogy. And I'm going to put this parable, this side-by-side comparison in the new Paul the Republic we're going to have out next year. It's on eugenics. We've told you who the globalists are, what their plan is, what they're doing currently. The next one's going to show you just exactly what their final plan is and what they're currently up to with the eugenics. And you go back to Mesoamerica, the Toltecs, the Olmecs, the Aztecs, the entire Mayan society. If you teleported back in time, 2,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago, 600 years ago, pre-Cortez, and you teleport yourself back there, and this is the Mayan historians, this is the Mayan archaeologists, this isn't some propaganda, and they would sacrifice tens of thousands of people a year, sometimes thousands a day. They did it for population control, believing the gods were telling them that the earth was too populated and all the other sub-tribes who they would go out and capture and keep as slaves had to be killed and the gods needed blood. And they would sit there cutting their wives, their daughters, their children's hearts out. They didn't just kill their neighbors. They would kill the handsomest, the smartest, the tallest. That's why the people are so short down there. Nothing wrong with being short, but it's a fact. Then certain tribal characteristics of the priest class, of certain facial expressions, certain facial traits were the only people allowed to live. And so that's why you have that certain look of people down there. And if you teleported, if you time machined, if you climbed in a time machine and went back 700 years to what's in Mexico City in that valley today, you would witness unholy Hellraiser Hades. The priests dragging strings with glass through their tongues in hallucinations of pain through their genitalia, hearts being cut out, blood spilling. And if you told them your culture's crazy and sick and wrong, they would say you are nuts. You know the old parable of the king, an evil witch came and poisoned the well to make the people evil and insane, and the wise king went and drank from the well so he would be insane as well. I don't think that's wisdom. I mean, what am I supposed to do, drink from the well and go, yeah, abortion and killing old people's good, and the cover of Newsweek saying the case for killing granny and how great it is to euthanize people, even if they don't want it. See, it goes from it's a right to kill yourself to, oh, we're going to kill you. And, oh, it's good to take foster children and test poisons on them and drugs and pesticides on them. And, oh, it's good. And it's good to put sewage in the water. And, oh, you get an award for the best water. It's an insane, decadent, blasphemous system. Most of the churches are whorehouses, 501c3 whores. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse until total insanity, until nothing but black uniformed police and citizen spies are dragging people out of their houses and taking them to slave camps and shooting people in the back of the head and raping your women and forced abortions and forced injections and mass death all around us, like Africa, where some countries 44% have HIV. And they're just going to slowly turn the heat up and slaughter everybody. And cops are going to love their petty authority and love giving people tickets and helping the CPS take kids. And they're going to trust the system when they get cancer at 45 and their wife dies at 30 and their kids get Alzheimer's when they're 20. And they're just going to love and trust the system and go right to hell. The whole country, the whole world sliding in to a wonderland as the establishment turns our atmosphere, our cultural atmosphere, our spiritual atmosphere into hell. The earth is being turned into hell. The earth is being turned into upside down poison, where everything good is derided and pulled down and stomped on and trampled, and everything evil is risen up and exalted as goodness and exalted as beauty. I'm going to come back and go to your calls and then do a news blitz. I'll get into that, actually, big news blitz. I'll do a news blitz at 8 after next hour. But I do want to continue with your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I do want to thank all the listeners that have gotten Fall of the Republic and who are feverishly making copies of the DVD that they ordered from the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. I want to thank everybody that's a PrisonPlanet.tv member, who watches the live TV show and downloads it and shares it with friends, and who share all the other films that are in the highest online quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, who are ripping the DivX copy from the site and giving it to everyone they know. And I just want to encourage you with the copies you've got, please go put it on local access. Jump through the hoops to do it. You'll reach thousands in small towns, hundreds of thousands in big cities. Please. Don't just make 100 copies. Say you're going to make 100 copies a week for the next 6 months. Get aggressive. Have a garage sale. Have an eBay sale. Sell all the crap you've got, those baseball cards that don't matter. Make copies. Get DVD burners. Get aggressive. We can bring these people down if we can just show them what's really happening. Because a lot of people aren't still going to listen. A lot are waking up and will listen now. But a lot of others will see the film, poo-poo a lot of it. But later, as the tyranny sets in on them, and later as when we're off the air and things are a lot darker in the future, and no doubt things continue down this line, we won't be on the air within 5-10 years, maybe even sooner. People people will remember what they saw, and these films will be even more important then than they are today, because they will be, they're not pressing it. We're reading their playbook. People are asking, Coach, how do you know what their next play is? How do you do it? I got their playbook right here. I know what their call signs are. Okay, see the other coach? He just gave the order for a Hail Mary pass. They're gonna go deep with a 30-yard, 40-yard pass. And then they do a 40-yard pass. I mean, I know what they're doing. I know when they're gonna kick. I know their game plan. Okay, it's all stated, it's all public. And a big chunk of the game plan is in Fall of the Republic, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Please don't wait. 888-253-3139, or download it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your purchase of the DVDs at InfoWars.com and all the other great books and videos and T-shirts also makes what we do here possible and allows us to have the capital to continue and expand in these hard times as things get worse and worse. We'll be right back and continue with your phone calls on the other side. And a big news blitz coming up.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you would have teleported back 1,500 years ago to Druidic England and you watched the chief's son being given mead to get him drunk and then being put on his knees and having his brains bashed out with jewels hanging off of his body and thrown into a peat bog so that the harvest would be good that year, you'd try to tell the Druids that it was insane what they were doing, that it was stupid. And they would think that you were a lunatic. Same thing with the Aztecs. And it's the same thing today. People think sewage water is good to drink. They think hundreds of poisons put in the water supply under the name fluoride is good. They think world government is good. They don't say, wait, the media denied world government all these decades and now admits it. They go, no, I want world government. I want a carbon tax. I want to be a slave. But a lot of people don't. But the media says we are the insane ones. Just like if you were in Nazi Germany in 1940 and said, I don't like Hitler, they would arrest you and say you were insane. John in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first, we are changed here in Chicago. First, an item of business. Since Sunday, the podcast hasn't been serving up for some reason. iTunes claims it's on your end, but what the hell do I know?
Okay, yeah. let me ask the IT guys, do we know what's going on with the podcast, or is that a service we're not going to offer anymore? Yeah, we're trying to fix it. Again, I need to hire an extra IT person. The two guys I got are overwhelmed. That takes money. And then I got to sit here and harangue people with products because we're not funded by David Rockefeller, but we'll try to get that up for you.
Okay, second item. On September 19th, me and another member of We Are Change confronted Richard Dreyfuss. He was appearing at a local movie theater showing his films to promote his own personal charity of teaching civics to school children. And when I finally got up to Richard, I was wearing a big button of my cousin who was killed in the North Tower, and I asked him if he would support Charlie Sheen's call for a new investigation. And he cut me off, and he said, can I tell you something? And I said, yes. We got to wait at least a generation before we investigate this. And I said, why? And then he started going into the Civil War, why we couldn't have a Lincoln Memorial until 40 years after the Civil War ended. Nothing made any sense. We got it on YouTube. It's called Richard Dreyfuss Confronted on 9/11, about 9/11. And,
well, let me say this. We Are Change, going and confronting politicians, something I pioneered because we had the internet at the time. It had just developed in the mid-90s to become popular. To go out and confront governors and politicians and the drug czar and Janet Reno, the way We Are Change, especially Chicago and L.A. and New York and all over the world, people are going and confronting politicians and media people and movie stars. And every time you do it, hundreds of thousands of people, bare minimum, see it. You are revolutionizing things, and I want to commend what you're doing.
Okay. Well, we haven't had that many views on that video, but I want to ask everybody out there, We Are Change, and anybody else, if they could please view the video. And if Richard Dreyfuss comes to your city to promote this charity to teach civics to school children, to confront him, why do we – you're promoting civics, Richard. Why can't we have answers to a
I would like to see the civics. I bet it's this civicsoid type garbage they're teaching about civics means turn your guns in, worship government.
I'm with you, but Richard Dreyfuss, he's totally captured by these people, and he was discussing with the person in front of us as he was leaving. He says, may God and the angels bless you, and Richard says, and Lucifer too.
You're kidding.
No.
This is on video.
We didn't get that part. And
I got to go. Good job.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.